Hi, fam. Sorry, pork chop's growling at something.
First in family, what's going on? Apparently, we're kicking this one off with a little bit of anger. The chop is at Slider, and he's wondering what's going on. So, if you hear any growling, it's not us. It's not the belly.
Not yet.
It's not whatever. It's the pork chop. So how's everybody doing? Sorry, we're a little late. We've had a day. But if you're here, give us a hello. Give us a hello. Let us know what's going on.
Hey, first one to say hi. I don't know if you're the first one in.
We will talk about the day. Ian Osborne is here to talk about the day. What's going on, my man? Stephanie is here with a brand spanking new profile photo from a pretty epic photo shoot.
Girl, those photos.
Right?
Super hot. And you look so happy.
Happy.
I love
that. That's what I said. Happy. I was like, oh my God, wow. And then I was like, okay, I don't want everybody to think I'm creeping. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I mean you look really happy. Yeah. So that photo shoot was awesome. Trisha, what's going on? How are you? Danielle is here. Hey, hey.
So we're late, so everybody had time to wait. We'll explain why in just a minute.
Corey's here. What's going on, fam? Coach, how are you?
Dumplin'.
How are you? Murphy's here. Man, the gang's all here. Everybody's piling in. I'm excited. My man, John. John, right here, man. The Rudy, slow clap that builds when everybody in the family just keeps going. Man, that's all for you, dude. That message you sent to me and your coach, Nastasha, today was fire, brother. I'm so happy for you, man. So pumped. I mean, Stephanie, you're just killing it. Talk about just on just an awesome, glowing, positive path. You're the jam, fam. I love it. Val is here. Man, you guys are, I can't even keep up.
I love all the hellos.
Everyone's here saying, hey, Renee's here. I thought Ian was talking about me at first. He said classical beauty. And I was like, oh, bro, thank you. But he's talking about Stephanie. And yeah, man, they were amazing. Really, really awesome. Train looking good. Dress looking good. Shoes looking good. You were looking good, too. But, you know, I don't want to say all that. My wife's right here. Grayson's here. What's up? Well, guys, let us tell you why we're late today.
Oh.
First of all, that really hurt. I'm injured.
He's on the injured list.
I'm on the injured list. I've got a bum shoulder. Maybe you guys heard me talk about it last night at jiu-jitsu. It was kind of like a straw that broke the camel's back. By the end of the night, I couldn't even post on it. Everything hurts. To scratch my head and raise my arm over my head, I have to let the hand go limp, and I have to pick it up with the other hand and bring it up here, because if I let it, if I try to move it through that range of motion, there's zapping pain going on. So that's how my day went. So you'll notice I'm not panting. I'm not out of breath. I don't have this glow on me like I just finished working out. Like someone might. Emily, how are you? And that's because I didn't train today, because I can't. Because this thing sucks. I started going through my head. You know how we tell all you guys and fully involved in F4D, do not train if you cannot gain. I try and push that limit just a little. And I'm trying to justify how I'm able to do Zercher carries and deadlifts and all this stuff today with a shoulder that can't even pick up a soda. And Ann finally said, hey, you're not training. And I said, okay, I'll agree with you there. So normally we work out in the morning. Oh, let's catch up. Coach Steve's in the house. What's up, my man? How are you? Jennifer's here. Hello, how are you? Ian said he got it in for me. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you for getting it in. Someone's got to do it. But yeah, so my shoulder's jacked, and Ann just finished working out. And the reason for that is we were victims of credit card fraud. Hey!
Now, before
how awesome is that?
Before anybody freaks out, it could have been worse. So somebody did get into our credit card account, our business credit card account, actually fun. They did not access the money. They didn't transfer things. They didn't spend our card. We didn't drop our card. Yeah, so we're fine.
Do you guys recall a couple live calls ago where we were frantic trying to get everything in and get to Disney and do all the stuff because we had to reset all the bank account information. Yeah, turns out that was the 19th of March. Turns out on the 17th of March, someone hacked into our credit card and liquidated all of our points. And we've been storing them for a while, so it wasn't like it was like 10. Wasn't like it was 10,000. It was like hundreds of thousands of points that they liquidated. And funny enough, they locked me out of the account, didn't let me pay coaches, didn't let me access my funds, but didn't decide to tell me that somebody on 317 liquidated all of the damn credit card points for GameStop cards, I guess they thought, you know, to the moon, and some Best Buy cards. So, and an Apple. I'm sorry, I guess they needed to get some new young Jeezy, whatever the guy is today that the kids are listening to. Young Rick Rich, whatever. I saw Grant Cardone talking about buying a Corvette. Doesn't matter. But the point is, credit card fraud, once again, made us late, ruined our entire day.
Yeah.
Bum shoulder, no worky outy, dealing with fraud all day meant credit card or meant late workout for Ann.
Yeah, and we know how the phone calls go, right? Jonathan doesn't like to get on the phone. He is the administrator on our business account. So what happens is, even though I'm on the account and my name is approved on there and they have all my information, I still have to verbally get his approval over the phone. So an hour and a half of my day today was spent transferring through a few different people, had to call back once. But yeah, this is like one of those things, dude, I would never even think about this. Like, the guy was actually really smart, because if you go in and you take money and you transfer it to a bank account, they can trace that. If you go and you spend it somewhere, that's easier to deal with. But the fact that he sent himself all of our points to like a fake email.
Guys, if you get an email from Montgomery9090@mail.com, it's not me.
Not us.
Go figure.
That's the guy that stole all our points. So.
Danielle, what a bunch of assholes.
Dude,
correct.
Who thinks of
correct.
This crap? Like, yeah, they hundreds of thousands of points. So we're going to get them back. We called. The lady was very nice, you know.
I get to change my credit card on, I don't know, every fucking business recurring expense we have, from QuickBooks down to fucking the program we use for this, everything. So that'll be fun.
Yep.
No waste of time here, you fraudulent Nigerian prince motherfucker.
Well, she told us, she's like, even the points being stolen is identity theft.
Bite those kneecaps.
Yep. Get them, Amy. So now we were officially identity theft victims, and we have to change everything. They're going to send us this whole kit of things to watch. Oh my God, dude. Who thinks of this crap?
Crazy.
But
just get a job, damn it.
The funny
get your
thing
own
is,
Best Buy cards, your own GameStop.
So the funny thing is, we don't check the points on that account a whole lot.
Well, yeah.
You know,
while in the business account, I'm not looking for points.
Right. We're not doing that. You know, I check them on our personals, because I'm in charge of those and whatever. We use them to travel. But we got in there today because I needed some information for our tax guy, for our CPA.
Tis the
so
season.
He happened to catch it. He looked and he goes, where did all of our points go? Did they expire? Did we lose it? He was ready to rage on me.
Yeah, I was like, yo, you better not tell me you expired. Yeah, I need to get some stuffs.
Yeah, so my head's like exploding, because I'm like, oh God, I'm gonna get fired times 100 today if I lost all these points.
You get fired once for every point. That's a lot of firing.
That's the rest of my life.
That's a tough one.
No, they don't expire. They got stolen. We happened to catch it because we went in to look for this CPA tax information. So at least we caught it, and it wasn't like 6 months from now, but
whomever said hello with that super cute blushy smiley face, hello.
We don't know who you are.
We just don't know who you are. So if you either, one, click the link, or two, a little dash with your name, I'll yell it out. No big deal. Coach Kim, pop in and out to hear about our fraud.
Yeah.
At the beach. Hey, you enjoy it. You enjoy that beach, fam. I wish I was there with you, not dealing with fraud all day. I was supposed to go for a run on the beach today, since I can't lift. I thought maybe if I potato chip and really monitor my arm swing, even though my shoulder hurts like mother, I could go run on the beach today and enjoy a little bit. Nope, fraudulent, nefarious ne'er-do-wells had a different plan for me. So
yeah. That's
that. Yeah, man, how about it, right? I guess that would make sense, man. If something got held up and you were escrowing and doing all that stuff, man, yeah, something I don't think about because my brain doesn't operate that way. And it's funny because, is our chicken done?
No, that's the early alarm. I have the probe stuck in there, and I've got two alarms that are going to go off. So the second one might go off in a minute.
For you guys that aren't using the Therm Pro, this is it. That's what you want. But yeah, so that's kind of smart that you have that figured out. You know, as many scumbag people as I've came across recently when it comes to business accounts, you think I'd be a little more prepared for this. But, you know, I guess that's just the wide-eyed optimism that I live under, the rose-colored glasses I wear every day. Yeah, man, this sucks, yeah. Right? Frauded twice. Yeah, that, you know, we get all the time, man. If you ever get an email from us guys when we're like, hey, payment didn't go through or something, it's not because we're worried about the money. It's because we don't want you guys getting hit with fraud. We've caught it several times before a bank's notified a member. So it sucks, man. It really sucks. So I wish there was a way to do it. I know for a while cards were offering like a fake number. It's a number. It's real. But it's just, it doesn't apply to your actual card. So like almost like a burner, you could kill it using it for like online shopping and stuff like that. I wish we had that because getting a new card is BS. I don't want to do it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't even know if I can pay bills with the card we have now. Does she shut the card down?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to check.
Someone might get fired.
I got
here.
Some emails. So live. I'll have to check. They are very nice. They're overnighting a new card. Oh, all right. Though.
No big deal.
Yeah, she did tell me they're going to overnight it at no cost. So that's, you know.
Charge me money because your security messed up. It's and you didn't tell me that someone stole my points. We'll get a new bank.
Chase Business specifically has been really pretty fantastic. She was really nice. Now, we had some other issues, but
Not giving us back the money that was stolen to us from those said scumbag business people beforehand to the tune of, I don't know, 40K. No, yeah. Chase is not very nice. But
that was technicality. But that was tough.
What are we going to do? Val said she's had it happen twice. Once they bought tickets to China.
Oh.
Woo, that was $4,000. Recently, my social. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
That is brutal. That is brutal.
Yeah.
Jamie.
Oh.
The link is in the description. So you may have to slide out of the call real quick, but it'll say live Q&A. I believe it should. I had it set up to say it. It should say it. If not, it'll be in the second announcement where we announce. It'll be in the announcement where we announce a live call. There's a little link. It's i.amfirst.in/showme. If you want to do it that way, but you could just click it if you find the thing and you'll be able to get it.
Yeah. If you don't want to do it during the call because you want to stay, that's fine. Just do like you're doing and drop your name.
We'll be able to know who it is for sure.
No biggie.
But no, going back to Val, man, that really sucks. And you know, it's the pandemic. Like I said, tis the season since March of last year for people to do some stupid stuff. So hopefully everybody's fine. Three credit agencies, there's a lockdown. They actually offered us like a year of monitoring or something we got to look at with one of the unions or whatever that stuff
we'll
is,
have
man.
To do that.
That sounds fancy.
You know, on my personal, I pay free credit score to monitor it. I think it's like...
Is it a free credit score if you pay for it?
Yeah, right. It's like 12 or 15 bucks a month or something, but...
Damn, I hope you don't pay that. That is an unnecessary expense.
But they, every time something changes, they send me emails. And they say, this changed, that changed, this got applied for, something got applied for. Because if you don't, and somebody steals your social to apply for unemployment, listen, look at this face.
You may get fired after all, because that is an unnecessary expense.
How do you want to track it?
The same way I track mine. Zero. You know when I find out my credit score is when I go to buy something, they go, damn, your credit's great. And I go,
oh, no,
I don't know.
I don't want my credit score. They notify you every time a change is made.
We don't need
anyway.
Life lock. We don't need... We're going to have a talk later, fam. Don't worry about that. Yes, Coach Amy says in the post about the live.
Yeah.
Murphy, you're probably right, but she said they're going to overnight us, so we'll be okay.
Yeah. They're UPSing us a new card.
Trisha, we got to talk about accounts.
Oh, no.
Our business account is where our money goes.
Yeah.
Your credit card information goes through a credit card processor. That is totally unseparate or totally separate entity. So, no, you're totally fine. You should always be on the lookout, but it won't be from us.
Yeah.
We go through Stripe, which if you're not familiar with who Stripe is, just maybe go to the very top of the Fortune 500 and see how many billions this company is. They're like PayPal on steroids. So they are the preeminent taker of monies, if you will. So if they have a breakdown, the whole world's going to break down, and they're going to be going after some real big fish, not any of us small guys. This is where we put our monies so we can buy the things. Yeah. So no, you're fine. Who, precious folk, don't pay you?
Who didn't pay us?
I don't know what you're talking about. Some people don't pay us. They're no longer precious folks at that point, though. It depends. Ooh.
Hey!
Yes, it did work. I think she's talking about my face in regards to your frivolous making it rain for stuff we don't need.
My frivolous spending. I want to monitor the activity on my Social Security number and won't pay, you know, $10 for a pair of new flip-flops.
Well, look at this. Looky here.
There you go. Credit karma. Okay, so there you go. You're going to save Jonathan $12 a month because he's going to lose his mind over it.
Good. Save me my monies. I work hard for the money, so hard for it, honey. If anyone can name that tune, you're as old as I am. U.S. Bank has automatic charge notifications that show up on my watch and my phone for free. That's how I caught the fraud this last time. Yeah, so so every charge we do, it runs through our bank account and it runs through QuickBooks. And I am in there quite a bit. And I am very on top of these things. What I'm not on top of is what they took, credit card points. Yeah. That's not something I look at very often at all. In fact, we've moved them over one time. When we first transferred, got a new card, did a new thing, did an initial whatever, moved them over. And guys, we don't get to go on vacation. I made the post yesterday making a joke about the last time we were on vacation. That was when First In was in its infancy. We hadn't even started or launched. We had totally different lives. And we don't go on vacation. So all we use reward points for is for travel. So when we go hang out with members of the fam at Disney or whatever, we get a hotel room. So we don't worry about tracking it or whatever. But when I go in, I'm used to seeing an ungodly amount of points, and then it drops down to like 22 of them. I thought something was up. I said, this is a riot. What's going on here? And then I went to the point master and I said, hey, did you pull those through? Did you whatever? And she's like, no. And then we started going back. And again, I say this didn't happen that long ago because it's 4-2 and that was 3-17. And I've been in and out of that bank account, but I just haven't noticed where the rewards points are because it's on this right-hand column that I never look at. So yeah, I see all our charges. I look at stuff constantly. I'm like, oh, what's that? What did I buy? What did I spend? Who gave us a refund? You know, whatever it is. So we're kind of on top of that. I'd go insane if it hit the watch. But, you know, it's just this point thing. Yeah. Well, see,
man. Lifelog, AAA, we used to be on AAA. We are not anymore. Through Chase, through our cards, they have roadside assistance. So we use that.
You're welcome, Trisha. If Stripe ever gets compromised, it'll be on the news.
Oh, yeah.
You'll hear about it. You don't got to worry about that. It's kind of like when Amazon has an outage.
Yeah.
Yep, Val says they all have coverage. Yeah, you know what? I think even if I had another account, one, we'd still have to change everything, right? No big deal. And two, the good thing is this was just the business credit card. In fact, we called the business bank line and they said, oh, that's a credit card, please hold. 25 minutes later, we had to call back in again because we weren't on hold. There's no hold music. We were just kind of thrown off, cast in the middle of nowhere, which happened the last time I called when I got locked out of the bank account. But yeah, so this is our business card. It's used for business only. We do have personal cards as well. So it's not like we'd be stranded and not have any monies, any foods or anything. But yeah, you're right. It would be smart. I don't know if we could get a second business account in this event, but we'd still have to ping pong the numbers. So yeah, I don't know. Interesting. Previous.
We gotta go back in.
I gotta go back and find you. What? Oh, previous folks didn't pay you. Oh, yeah. They are far from precious. And Emily, you don't want to know the absolute human trash, garbage, scumbag, horrible, just ridiculous, lying, bastard, thieving. I can't even tell you there's not even a level of hell that is appropriate for those individuals. And that's all I got. Yeah, buddy. Summer. That's right. So, someone's old like me. Someone's old like me. I'll tell you what.
Tasha, you know, and the funny thing is, I don't spend money. No. I buy food. I pay Instacart. Like, I don't go do anything. I don't buy anything. I will wait till there are holes in my shorts before I buy new ones. I just don't. I just don't need, you know, a lot of stuff. And
But
that is a serious offense, apparently.
And this is a true fact. Ask Mrs. Montgomery what one of the first questions in our dating life, when we were like just dating, what one of the first things I said to her was.
So, Jonathan, when we had first started dating, and this wasn't like the first day, it was maybe like the first couple weeks, he had said, hey, what does your bank account look like? Do you have any debt and why? And I told him what kind of debt I had, because when I was going through school, I thought, well, I'm just going to put all my books and all my food and all my stuff on every credit card. And so I had racked up a good amount of credit card debt. And he said, hey, open your bank accounts right now and show me. Show me what the debt is. Show me what you're buying. Because
show me the money.
Well, and he said it, and it shocked me at first. And then, to be fair, we talked a little. And Jonathan has been in a relationship. He was in a very long one, engaged to somebody, who was spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars at a time on designer jeans and all kinds of things. So she was shopping a lot.
After I paid $12,000 of her credit cards off, so she wasn't getting hit with hundreds of dollars of interest every month.
Yeah, so to be fair, he was just concerned that I had like shopping habits, or I was just buying all kinds of crazy crap. Turns out I wasn't. We got the debt down and it was fine, but he did. He asked me to open it up. He asked me to see my accounts. He wanted to know that I wasn't just buying all sorts of random shit.
What's in your wallet, fam?
He's like, if we're going to do this, I'm going to know who you are.
Okay. Because, guys, what you don't know is I tell you that Ann and I, like, moved in together, like, our first date. We did. So, like, 3 weeks.
I got to interrupt Jonathan real quick. So, this thing told me it was supposed to take an hour and a half to cook chicken drumsticks. It has been, like, 32 minutes, and they're done. So, I got to go pull them off the rec tag.
I'll handle this.
It said 90 minutes.
I'll handle this.
I'll be right back. He has a story.
So you know, like I said, like it sounds like crazy. Like, how are you going to talk about like personal financial details when you just started dating? Ann and I literally like had like the most compressed, like extensive life ever, because we've been living together since like we first started dating. And so, you know, we went from like zero to pretty serious really fast. And like she said, you know, I came out of a really bad situation that much like the bad business situation I just talked to you about, Emily, where I was left holding the bag on a lot, a mortgage, you know, a lot of debt. And it was really one of those things. So I did. I said, hey, let's go over your financials. Where are we at right now? Are you an adult? Are you behaving? Are you paying bills? And we found some issues and we fixed them. So it was pretty good. So yeah, I don't care how anybody spends their money, unless it's eventually going to be our money, and then we got to get on the same page. Doesn't mean we can't be frivolous. Doesn't mean we can't have things that we like or love. It just means that we got to be on the same page and make sure we're working together to build a life, not working separately. Ow, that hurts my shoulder. So, Murphy, there's an app on your phone. They'll email you an alert. You know, I'll be honest. Chase is pretty good about letting us know if there's anything fishy. This was the first time they dropped the ball, because I didn't get notified until I tried to log in the bank account. And actually, I went in QuickBooks to pay all the coaches, and the bank accounts wouldn't jive up. So it was kind of funny how it got found out, because they didn't let me know anything. There was no emails, no anything. So that is kind of a serious thing. And Murphy's with you there about wanting to spend. Yeah, Margie. I don't know why they didn't tell us either. Surprised you didn't get the notification for the points. My Amex emails and text me. They didn't say a dang thing about it. And the thing is it was flagrant. Like 40,000 points spent on two GameStop cards. 40,000 points spent on two GameStop cards. Then another 40,000 points spent on two GameStop cards. Transferred points in. Did the same thing again. Bought one Apple card and something else in there. It was obvious. On one day, we had not redeemed a single other point. Since then, hadn't been in the gift card shop, hadn't done anything. It was very flagrant fraud and very obvious, and I'm kind of surprised I didn't catch it either.
Okay, sorry.
Welcome back. Drumsticks are secure.
Dude, for anybody who has a rec tech or is getting one, I just did drumsticks in like 32 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably not going to be good. Ian says, if my business line of credit gets busted into, someone is in big trouble. It's a firearms business. Ooh. That sounds like some federal stuff we're going to have to look at. Started and finished, Margie. You know all this story. You've been around for long enough. Trisha, I don't hold back. I don't pull punches. If you are a garbage human, I think the world deserves to know. And everyone else needs to avoid you. There are plenty of them out there. I have stumbled across more than my fair share. They are ranked. There are levels of them. And these people are the worst.
For anybody who doesn't know, just recap on our last business partners. The reason they are such garbage is because not selling this short at all. They left us with $40,000 in debt.
Plus.
Yeah, plus after we got done with it also. $40,000 in debt. And they tried to basically strip our life away.
Yep, literally tried to destroy everything we had built, everything we had done. And when they conveniently left us with $40,000 in debt, it was right after we conveniently moved into a house that they were so happy to help us with, that they just couldn't wait because they knew the terrible living situation we were working to get out of. And that was the exact same week. We moved on the 20th, and the 18th is when all this stuff happened, of June of 2018. So if you guys do the math on that, June 18 was the day of reckoning. June 20 was the day we moved in our new house. Does anyone know how long it takes to close on a house? It's not 2 days. So that wasn't a snap decision. So this has been going on for months and months and months and months. It was a calculated move to effectively ruin our lives. I don't take that lightly.
And this was after we left. We chose to leave the fire department for this business and these people and what we thought we were going to be a part of growing.
After investing a significant amount of money, more than what was stolen from us. Isn't that awesome?
So that's where the hatred comes from. It's not that we're just like, these are terrible people. It was really life-changing.
But hey, I guess when you're a guy that brews steroids in a bathtub, you can't take, you can take the garbage out of the trash can, but you can't take the trash out of the garbage, I guess is what it is. So I guess that's how that is. So yeah, shame on me.
Live and learn, right?
Wait till I can reach out and touch you, because I'm coming for you. Murphy. Unfortunately, we had an experience like that. People you thought were your friends turned out to be the scum of the earth. Preach. 4-year relationship on this one. Where I thought this guy had my back, man. I did a lot to help him out.
Ooh.
Yep, to the tune of $20,000. So not as much as you guys, so a life-changing event. That ain't nothing to sneeze at. I don't care if it's $2. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's willing to put money above people is just garbage in my book, 100%. And I don't mind saying it. So, oddly enough, this is kind of interesting. Been married twice, never shared bank accounts, never will. We have a shared bank account. It's my bank account that I put her on. She still has a bank account that I'm not on.
I have an active one.
Go figure. And everyone wonders why I'm like, show me your money. You want to try to move in on my treasure, sweetheart? Try to move in on my account.
I mean, but again, you spend, your life for several years with a not honest garbage human, it's going to be hard to trust the next set of humans that you meet, So I get it. I get it. He explained why. It made sense to me. And I had nothing to hide. I still don't. So.
And she ends up on my account and she has her own accounts. There you go. No big deal. Good for you, man. tell him what's up. Say, show me that money.
Honesty. You got to be honest about stuff. Can't hide stuff.
Oh, Murphy, yeah. Jonathan was engaged before.
We don't need all the details.
Yeah, we'll talk about this at Disney.
Yeah, we'll talk to you about it. And I say we don't need all the details because her life came to an untimely end.
That was a weird phone call.
Yeah. I'm not going to be talking, terribly about someone who's no longer alive. However, he was engaged. And she was the total opposite of me. She was a Hard Rock Calendar girl. She was blonde.
Not when I started dating her. When I started dating her, she was a commercial insurance agent. Then she became a Hard Rock bartender calendar model.
Yep.
I probably would have seen that red flag first had that been the order of operations.
We could not be two more opposite people, really.
and yeah, man, people change. Or true colors come out, whatever the situation was. It did not go well for her and I. We didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things. But like Ann pointed out, it's kind of hard to yeah. I mean, we didn't talk much. The unfortunate part was when we were together, she had a son from a previous marriage. And yeah, it was just hard. It was hard. And we didn't talk for years. And like Ann alluded to, so some bad stuff happened. She was actually a victim of a murder-suicide, if you can believe it. Man, I feel bad for Mark and her son that I helped raise for years. And her daughters, because yeah, it was bad news.
Yeah,
bad news. So we don't talk about that much. But yeah, I was engaged, pre-Ann.
Yeah, thankfully. If he was engaged
post-Ann, that'd be in trouble.
That'd be really bad.
We don't have that relationship. we try to be great, Jennifer. Thank you. Choke this up. Pull the nose up on this one. Thanks for depressing me. I asked him to pull up his credit score. I guess that could be something too. So yeah, it could be the same thing. Yeah, man, it does. And you know, like when Ann and I got together, man, she was had made some poor decisions financially, and when I immediately suggested some changes that might help, she was all for it, man, and she smashed down a huge chunk of debt. For the average person to be able to take out in a very small amount of time, changed her lifestyle, did a lot of stuff, and we've been building that credit score for a while now. Now her credit, it doesn't make me laugh. It ain't my credit when they go, holy shit,
he's that guy.
Wow. Last time I had my credit checked, I was like, good God, I didn't know it was that good.
Well, you know, everybody's super careful when you have to apply for something. And they go, well, let's see what your credit is because we have options. There are plans for you. And Jonathan goes, and he just says the number. And they go, okay, moving on. And then, you know, because everybody's real sensitive about it. But yeah, mine's definitely not where his is. But it is way better.
When we went to get this house, I was like, damn, my credit's been going up. That's what not buying stuff gets you. So, yeah. Amy, you should ask Nate all the questions I asked him on our first date. I went all in on him. I think he regrets not running away some days. I'm sure Ann has her moments too, but I think we got it. You have to, man. You have to. Because listen, when Ann and I met, I late in life got on the fire department. We met on a job, so I was, what, 31, 32, something like that? I ain't messing around. I ain't got time for no games. That's what I told her. I said, hey, listen, if we're going to date, we're on the job, it ain't going to go well for either of us if we aren't serious about this. We can go have fun off the job, but if we're going to really try to do this, it's got to be that real deal kind of thing, because I ain't about getting that reputation, and I'll burn yours. So, you know, no big deal, right? So we needed to make sure it was serious, and I think that's it, man. You get to the point in your life where you're done playing games, and you stop playing them. Right, that's it. That's the choice. You know, you can't carry any baggage that you don't hold on to, right? That's a choice. So if you're tired of all the games, stop playing them. And one of the best ways to do that is shoot straight. And if somebody can't handle that, if they can't handle that kind of questions, maybe they're not for you. Maybe they're not the same spot, you know? Oh, shit. Shots fired. I came into my marriage with student loans because my old boss, John Conjemi, wouldn't approve paying for my college classes. Well, you know, I mean, we get into all kinds of talk about, like, I guess he didn't get your degree either, but, you know, it's all good, man. I love you guys got that love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, guys, for anybody who was not familiar with the company, the company that shall not be named. Mm-hmm. And the people that shall not be named. Dude, there was an approval process for posts. You had to hashtag certain things. You had to say certain things. There were things you couldn't say. We wouldn't even allow. They were calling us post-Nazis because Jessica James and I would have to message people and say, hey, we can't approve your post because this, this, and this. I need you to change this, this, and this. And if you don't hashtag these six different things, we can't approve it. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was not my doing. I think everybody sees how we run the First In family, how we did it from day one when we were still part of the other company, and how we're like, hey, everything they did that sucked, we're going to do it different. Let's have a good time. Yeah, we don't do that anymore. So some of our OGs, You know, who was it? Who remembers? Was it Pepperidge Farm remembers? Is it Pepperidge Farm? So-and-so
remembers.
Yeah, some people remember what it used to be like, and it wasn't nearly as cool as First Inn is, I promise you that. Wow, man, that sucks. Oh, that's brutal. 15 years of friendship, Murphy says, or so we thought, and he's in the fire service still screwing people too, just waiting for karma to pay him a visit. That's brutal, man. Brutal.
That's the one thing I take comfort in is karma will always get you. What you put out will come back one way or another. It will come back around to you, and it always comes back double. So
that's the hope. I literally just am waiting for the day to find out that there was a car crash that burst into fiery flames and the responders couldn't get there soon enough to put it out, but they couldn't escape it. But it was a slow burn, so it was like an agonizing death. Like, every day I kind of wake up going, today's the day I'm going to get to read about it, and I don't.
You know, and Jonathan he's not super angry over the money because the money was really shitty.
Oh, I care less about money.
It was mostly because they tried to ruin our lives, and they did me dirty 10 ways from Sunday.
That's it.
They came after me directly at another job that was affiliated in the same kind of building. They got me fired from another job in that same building, basically. And I had a lot of people turn against me and had a lot of people not super nice to me, and they did it at a really rough time in our life, and it was, they came after me directly. So this is where the anger comes from,
I mean, guys, let's be honest. I mean, I don't think anybody here, I mean, we've got some well-off people, we've got some not-so-well-off people. I don't think anybody here, though, would be like, oh, man, I lost $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 total, no big deal. But, dude, I don't care about that. I don't care about money. Money comes and money goes. What I care about is anybody that actively tries to harm my wife, and I'll kill you for that. I mean, that's it. That's all there's to it. Like, I'll literally murder you. I will commit the murders. And if anybody doesn't like that, I'm sorry. That's okay. We can agree to disagree. I'm an adult. But that's where I'm at. That's how I live on it. If it was just money, who cares, right? Who
cares?
You can
make more. You'll find ways.
I mean, you know, if I really was all worried about money, I would just take that time machine back, and instead of doing this whole playing a band thing, I would have went to school like everybody else that's doing well for themselves. Wouldn't be where I'm at now, you know what I mean? So it's like, no, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with just there are certain people that don't deserve to walk the earth, and I wait for them to be eradicated from it. That's all. No big deal. Val says... her credit score is high too. The last thing they bought was a truck, and they were like, oh, we've never seen one that high. Isn't that a fun thing to hear? I just left and said, thanks, I'll take the 0% for 6 years. Are we moving on? That's the best part about it, is it's a big chip. It's like, hey, you want the easy money, or do you not want to sell this vehicle? So that's awesome. Yeah, I kind of figured you were kidding. Ian, but it's cool, man. I'm glad John was good to you. Murphy, you let us know, man. We've got some things coming, and I don't want to open the bag or spoil the surprise prematurely, but we're not above a blacklist at all. We are really, 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 really focused. By the way, for anybody who's listening on Finn Live, I'm a little amped up. I'm not reading the comments, so I need to do that. Murphy says, I won't drop his name unless I see he's joined the fam, then it's game on. For any of you guys that don't know why I read the comments every time, when you're like, I can read them, I'm reading along. It's for anybody listening on the Finn Live app, on the app on the phone when they do the replays on these things. I want them to be able to play along too. So Murphy, I'm not above a blacklist. If anybody has somebody in the fam that they think is not a good fit, let us know. Being completely honest, I have had members reach out and let me know their past experience with other members that have recently joined, and they've been 100% spot on so far with giving us a heads up on how someone may or may not behave and how someone may or may not whatever.
Yeah, and depending on the situation and on what, you know, you feel is that offensive or that wrong, we've had people come into the family, we've had a heads up, but it wasn't like, you know, they're terrible humans and say awful things and kill babies. You know, like, it wasn't that far. But we give them a chance, and they have all proved us right, and they're all no longer with the family. So if it is something that severe, though, Murphy,
let us know. Listen, we won't let them in. Yeah, we won't let them in. Our move, our position here is to fill this family, this boat, if you will. God, that hurt. This boat, if you will.
Giant dinghy.
The giant dinghy that is the First In family, the SS Finno. I just thought of that. Oh, my God. I want everyone on this 3-hour tour that's going to last for years to be people we want to be stranded on an island with. I want our coaches to have nothing but giant grins on their faces when they open their email inboxes, and I want nothing but unicorns and rainbows in this family because life sucks enough in outside of it. I want this to be awesome. And if that means we say no to people, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I am getting to be even worse of a salesperson right now. Like, I will just say, hey, man, don't go to our website. You don't sound like you're going to help, you know, Coach Amy smile. You do not sound like you're going to make Adam's 4 days of overtime any better when he has to open your BS check-in with your excuses. So I'm all about it. So if you've got somebody that's done you wrong, go ahead and slide me their name. And I'll make sure if they somehow happen to come across, I'll just refund them immediately and send it back to them. We don't need that in the family. And your $4.37 a day isn't worth damaging what we have built here. So that's where we draw that line. We have some things we're working towards in that direction. We're not there yet, but pretty soon, you know, we'll be able to implement that. So let us know. Amy, I'm behind. Predict what Jay says about this. Let me know what that is. And she remembers the comments. Yeah, Amy's OG.
Steve. Yep, it started going down in Miami.
Yeah, for people that don't know, you know, we got some OGs here. Our coaches, every coach, I'm sorry, I hate to throw it on the bus, every coach besides Coach Kim was an OG that has been around since before First In was First In, and they all came over with us for a reason. Even when the other company still existed, all the coaches came over with us. But yeah, man, some stuff went down, man. When we say they're bad people, you could say, oh, that Jonathan guy's an asshole. You're going to have 7 of 8 coaches, because Kim wasn't around for it, echoing what we say.
And when Kim hears the stories, she'll echo it.
Well, and the problem is Kim's connection to the family came from another OG from that company that will now let you know those people are terrible people. So it's pretty bad.
Murder.
That is a great name. Murder for My Wife is a pretty great band name.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. If murderforMyWife.com is not taken, I will start a band just to do it, Ian. I'm for it. Thank you, Trisha. Trisha says, oh, geez, with that background info, you didn't say enough adjectives. Now you're picking up what I'm putting down. Without just literally airing out so much negativity, I honestly couldn't convey to you how bad these people are and what they tried to do. So yeah, I don't think there are enough adjectives for it.
Oh, said person has tried dragging Greg's name and rep through the mud. Luckily, most people can see through them. So yeah, I'm glad most people can, but I feel bad for anybody still getting taken advantage of. But I'll give you his name in Disney. Yeah, Murphy, just pass
Murphy
his name
says,
on, man.
Murphy says she'll give us a name in Disney. Yeah, man, give it to me. I'll put it on a list and I'll make sure that anybody that doesn't deserve to be in the family doesn't even get the chance to wash out. Because that's what's happened. Every time we've had somebody, and it hasn't been a ton, but every time we've had somebody go, hey, I remember so-and-so, or I've interacted with so-and-so, or so-and-so came from the group I used to come from, they've been spot on, dead on, right? And the person was a terrible fit. And there have been cases where it's like it would have been better if they never joined. So if we can avoid that, that makes our coaches' lives better. It makes our family better. Here's your taco money. Here's $10 back. Take it. That's fine. We don't need it. We're fine. We'll make do without it. If I got to go dig ditches, I'll go dig ditches. However, I keep my wife in this lap of luxury where she has to be gun shy of spending $12 a month to protect her credit history. I'll do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? Nothing but the best, sweetheart. Ian says, my current boss, HR assistant chief, just asked me today for Jonathan's info. Another amazing boss coming on board. He's going to rock.
Nice.
Heads up, he did send me an email. I've got to reply to it because I just saw the notification as I was getting this stuff ready. Emily says, it took me a while to get serious and really not waste y'all's time, but I'm so glad you kept cheering for me. You know, Emily, I think it's just awesome that what you just said, because some people still confuse us with like looking for perfect robots, and that's all we want. And the answer is no. What I tell everybody, what I especially, you know, try to convey to the coaches, the team, is success, you know, especially with our background. You can have a lot of metaphors for this. You can have all kinds of stuff to describe it. But I like to look at everything we do as being on a ladder. Go figure, right? It's kind of like this little dude right here. This little, you know, this little, you know what I'm saying? I look at everything as we're staying on a ladder. And your coach can't climb it for you. Your coach can check your climbing angle. He can heal it for you. He can make sure you're set up for success. He can make sure everything's going to go. But you got to take that one rung at a time, and you got to keep climbing. But the only way you can get to that next rung is if you stay on the ladder. And if we did nothing but browbeat you and yell at you and tell you you suck, because what, man, whatever it is, you're going to say, fuck this ladder, I'm out. All I want you to do, I don't care if it's just a fingertip on that last rung, man, if we can keep you on that ladder for long enough, I am confident eventually with the support, the motivation, the inspiration, the successes here, and the positivity, I don't care how long it takes, I am confident if you just stay on that ladder with us, you just hang in there with us, then you are going to get everything you ever wanted, and you are going to earn every ounce of progress, or get every ounce of progress you earn. And we will do whatever it takes to keep someone in here that wants to be in here and wants to climb that ladder with us. And you know, like you said, man, it took you some time. Life threw some curves, some in, some outs, some back and forths. But you know what? You're here. You're here now. You're crushing it. You're crushing it. In the family, you're crushing. Out of the family, lots of changes, and it's just awesome to be a part of. And you know, I appreciate you for staying on that ladder with us, because it's easy to throw it down.
You refused to let go of the ladder, and we will always, always cheer for you when you do that.
So, kudos to you, my friend. And that blonde hair.
Oh, it looks so good.
It does look good. My wife's right here, guys. Don't get mad at me for saying all these women look good. Now, no, they're the fam.
Emily, what's funny is Jonathan pointed it out first, because he saw it first on Facebook, and he goes, look at how good this looks. I said, yeah, it does. He pointed it out. It was all
right. Renee says, this family is just incredible, and I'm blessed to be a part. So many amazing people that have kept me going through a whole bunch of shit. Ain't that the truth? And the crazy thing is you help everybody else through all of theirs. So that's what's amazing about this family. Greg, my man, missed the first part of this, but love the fiery karma car crash and agree wholeheartedly with mess with my wife and I'll murder you. Love the fam. Hell yeah. And now I know who the car crash involved. I involved the guys that mess with you two. So that's it, man. Everybody's going down in slow burning, flaming death. Hallelujah. MurderMyWife.com, my new band. Greg and I's new band coming up. We're on for it. Murder for my wife. Well, I mean, I know Murphy and I know you, so I'm sure there's probably a couple times we've had that thought. But yeah, Murder for My Wife. That's it. Murphy's going to help us dig these ditches. That's right. Team Man takes no shit. I love it. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us.
I'm there for it. The female coaches, man, don't underestimate the females. Between me and Amy and Tasha, and I'm very sure Kim would be on board, we'll come after some people. We got you.
Yep, Greg dropping them truths. Trisha said, ladder, I'm afraid of heights. Just kidding, you're absolutely correct. Well, let me tell you about fire service ladders, Trisha. They ain't them little sketchy, bouncy aluminum things, man. You feel pretty steady on those things. They're pretty easy to climb. You're welcome, Emily. Thank you for being here. And Amy says, damn Skippy, hashtag Team Ann.
So, Amy is our local ankle biter, and she'll get some people, man.
So, family, now that we've gone through that, how about some questions?
Sorry.
It's supposed to be a Q&A, right? Not a let's recount our horrible tales for fraud and everything else. Man, I wish I knew who this was. We can't see your bubble, but they can vouch for Kim Leitner. She'll have your back. Man, no doubt about that. Whomever this is, either click the link if you can, or just write your name for us so we know who's speaking. Thank you very much. Ian Osborne says, "Let me tell you about ladders." Hey man, I know you hate them because you're not a truckie. Ian, if you guys don't know, Ian is famous for an incident with a ladder, but we'll save that for another day. Maybe we can watch it at the reunion. Yeah. We can pull the YouTube clip up. All right, guys, let's get to work here.
Oh no, was that you?
No, it wasn't you. Jamie, was that you that said you could vouch for Kim?
I wonder. Maybe we just had a glitch.
It may have just glitched because we've got you here.
Might have just glitched. We got you. It looks all right.
You know what, man? I'm just going to call everyone Jamie then if I don't see it, because I don't want you to have to click it again because we've got you here.
Yeah.
So, guys, let's rock out a question. Let's see what we can do.
Val just said, count me in if you need any help with an ass.
This is what I'm talking about, man.
Like,
don't mess with the first in, fam. We're coming for you. I guess I should throw that up there and see what's going on here. Okay, cool. All right. I'm collected. I'm cool. I'm calm. I'm ready to go. So, guys, we had a couple questions. We'll rock this thing out. I think we kind of front-loaded the free-for-all, but, hey, we got time for that later, too. So, this first question comes to us from Coach Kim, of all people. How to just say no. Coach Kim says, with some celebrating a holiday this weekend and summer barbecues are right around the corner. They are. I hope you guys have your official Grill the First In family on order. Can we talk about navigating food at a potluck? How to weigh pre-made foods, account for marinades, and tactful ways to say no thank you if it doesn't fit in our goals. So yeah, we can absolutely dive into this a little bit, because you're right. 'Tis the season, right? We've got barbecues coming, weather's getting nicer. All you guys up north that aren't in Florida, that aren't sweating, have been very excited about everything changing. And I'm pumped for you guys too. So first of all, how do you weigh pre-made foods? My suggestion is going to be, if you're going to this thing and you know what's going on, try to pre-game a little bit, right? Maybe ask what we're going to have. Hey, what's everybody bringing? What's going on? Whatever, whatever. How do you want to shuffle that in there? I don't know. How about saying, hey, what's everybody bringing so I know what to bring? Right? How many bags of chips can somebody have? Right? You know? Oh, look, y'all bought Ruffles. Fantastic. You know? So maybe you pitch it that way. Like, hey, can we get a head idea what everybody's bringing? Blah, 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 blah. Two, rig the game. Bring something that you know you can account for, that you can track, you can measure, you can weigh, and that you'll be satisfied with if you don't see anything else there that seems like the juice is worth the squeeze. Getting there early and offering to help rig the game that way, like, so you can see what's going in things. You can go, oh my God, did you really put that much mayonnaise in potato salad? Holy crap, you gotta use the whole jar, fam?
Yes, you do, by the way.
You know, so that can help you kind of too. But when it comes to weighing a pre-made food, guys, it's gonna be like anything else. It's an estimation, right? So how do you wanna go into that? In my opinion, you're gonna have to find a commercial alternative that has some macronutrient information. So if it's potato salad, I don't know, man, find a potato salad. If it's a pasta salad, great, man, track a pasta salad from somewhere. Whether it's a grocery store you know, whether it's a local restaurant or a chain restaurant, find something that's comparable. How do you weigh it? Hopefully, you've got your flip out, mega awesome travel scale because you clicked the link in firstinfam.com and you're ready to go with your crawl. You know, if you guys have seen the movie Crawl, again, I'm dating myself with Donna Summers. Maybe John Conjimmy can back me up. You whip out your crawl, your little tripod scale, and you put your plate on it, and you get your serving size right. Maybe you don't sit there and meticulously, I only need 37.2 grams, and I got 37.8. You know, maybe you let it ride. Maybe you do the number one thing, and that's save a buffer for the end of the day. That way you can account for something that was just too yummy that you couldn't pass up. But that's what I would do. I would scale it. If not, you're using your eyeball. And my eyeball is what got me to my before photo, because they were a whole lot bigger than my budget would allow. And that's when my belly got a whole lot bigger than it ever should have been. So, you know, if you're going to eyeball foods that come in relatively, you know, concrete servings. An apple probably isn't what got anybody their before photo, but like a, oh man, I swear I only had 2 ounces of that cake, Probably not when your giant slice eclipses your entire plate. Accounting for stuff like marinades and stuff like that. Guys, if you've ever actually ran a marinade test, and what I mean by that is you've ever put your protein in the bag, marinated it, seen what the actual, you know, volume that got absorbed by the protein source or whatever you're marinating is compared to what's left in the bag, compared to what cooks off, you probably found out already it's not nearly the impact that you had. Even if you cram that bag full of olive oil, it's not like it soaked up every little last gram or milliliter of that fluid in there. So how do you account for it? You just add a little bit extra based on your personal findings. That's what I would do. You know, we've all gone out to eat at a restaurant and ordered a chicken breast and went, damn, this thing tastes really good. Why are these macros so crazy? It's because they shoved it full of butter, fam. That's why it tastes so good. So if you, again, find a commercial alternative similar to it, someone else's teriyaki chicken versus, you know, Cousin Pete's teriyaki chicken on the grill, probably going to be pretty close. So that's probably where I would do with that.
I will tell you, too. So Jonathan mentioned a couple good things. So find a commercial alternative. There are two commercial alternatives that I like if we're not going out to eat. If you're going to a restaurant, I will pick a commercial like, you know, Chili's or Applebee's or Olive Garden or something I know that'll be higher in fat. Aramark and Sodexo are your two catering companies that cater to all of the hospital cafeterias, all of the school cafeterias, basically every college campus. Those are the two major companies that I will tend to choose entries for because they're pretty darn close. On top of that, I would leave a buffer. That's the way I would handle any potluck. If you are going and you're not bringing all of your food with you, or you haven't chosen to abstain from their food, bring your own meals, I would leave a giant buffer of calories and go that route just to be safe and you can fill in later.
Be a coffee and hate day for me for sure.
Yeah, coffee and hate, or just eat, you know, I mean, I hate to say egg whites, but I'll eat dessert egg whites all morning, hit some coffee and be good to go. I want to say all this before I forget because there's some good tips in here so far. Bringing the scale, something kind of neat. A lot of people are real kind of iffy about bringing a scale, and I get that. You don't want to be in a large crowd of people at this like buffet line with your scale trying to put it on a table where there's no space anyway because there's giant batches of chicken and potato salad, right? You don't want to balance it and slide it and hold everybody up. Put things on your plate that you want. Find what you want. Put it all on your plate. Either get a second plate or take the plate you made to wherever you're sitting and slide that little travel scale under the plate. Turn it on after you set the plate on it and make sure it's zeroed. You can get a fork, a spoon, a something if you lift up whatever you want to eat. So, hey, I put this chicken breast on there. I'm going to lift up the chicken breast and it says negative 250 grams. You have 250 grams of chicken or potato salad or green beans or whatever. Doesn't matter. You can kind of ninja kind of negative weigh things. Yeah, you still have to look like you're playing with your food a little bit, but it'll stop you from having to worry about people staring at you as you're trying to measure out little pieces of food to get to the gram. And the, so you can negative weigh everything on that plate to have a better idea and get closer. I will tell you, as far as marinades, Jonathan said it, you don't eat as much of the marinade as you think. And typically when we go out to eat, or I go to a potluck, or I eat anything anybody made, I throw 10 grams of olive oil in, period, to the meal. Doesn't matter what we're eating, I throw an extra 10 grams of olive oil. Yeah, that's 10 grams of fat, and that's going to suck sometimes on top of what you're already eating. But I would rather have an overage of fat and maybe have missed a few carbs from a marinade and run it that way. That's just me. I'd rather overestimate on fat than underestimate the whole day. So there's a lot of things you can do to kind of prevent having to eyeball. Because I'll tell you, I went to eyeball a chicken breast yesterday. Now, we're 8+ years into this. And I was like, oh, you know, that looks like it's like 200 grams of chicken. It was 350. So, you know,
I don't get that good, man.
Now, with chicken, does that matter? Nah, not really. If the chicken's been soaked in butter, now it matters. Or if they've stuffed it with things.
Or if it's chicken parm.
Chicken parm, right? Chicken Alfredo, you know, like it.
Right.
Those forms matter. So those are some neat little kind of tweaks you can make to at least cover yourself and make sure that, you know, you're a little less stressed and not freaking out so much.
I can dig it. You know, and the thing is, again, if you go to a potluck, and there's nothing there that you can eat, what did you bring? Right? So maybe you go, well, man, I don't know what anybody's bringing, so I'm bringing chicken and broccoli. And there you go. And you don't have to bring chicken for everybody. You don't have to bring broccoli for everybody. You could bring enough chicken and broccoli so you're not ravenous. One thing we need to understand is holidays are coming. They're always coming. We just left a bunch of them behind. We got a bunch coming up. Now we got summer barbecue season. Is that a thing? Is that a holiday we have to go to?
We have Easter with the candy.
Fourth of July, right? Easter, whatever. Yeah. Sharing the experience with someone else doesn't mean you have to share the plate.
No.
And what you got to see me post on Sunday, because I'm already thinking about this one, is it also doesn't mean you have to share the basket. Right? Right? You guys, a little preview on what's coming up on old social media Sunday. You don't have to share everything to have a good time with everybody. So maybe you bring some food so you can rig the game for yourself. Maybe that means you have a bite of something that's really good. It's very easy to track a bite, and even if you're way off, it's a bite. It's probably not going to derail you, especially if every other non-holiday, because they're holly days, fam. They're not holly weeks, holly months.
Usually they're holly meals.
Should be a holly meal. You know, and the thing is, they're not going to completely derail you. Go into the plan. Do the best you can. Have a buffer in case something's so good you can't resist it, and you're going to do just fine. Now, we got a couple comments here right now that kind of oppose one another, and I'm going to throw it out there with a couple of my things here. Good Lord, y'all active. So Trisha says, I'm on a deficit, so I already told the people I'll be eating with. I'm bringing my own meal, and I don't give a...
what they think.
And I'm right there with you.
That's,
you know,
how we roll.
My beautiful wife said, I know some people are sensitive about bringing a scale, and you can do this and you can do that. Well, I graduated high school with a five-color mohawk. I toured the country with dreadlocks for 10 years. I'm so used to people staring at me, I don't even notice it. We'll go to a theme park, and Anne's like, it's crazy how everybody just looks at you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I haven't seen anybody look at me. What? I don't notice. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I'm used to it. So, dude, you want to see me? Oh, man, he's using a scale. You're damn right I'm using a scale. I'm in 3-inch inseam shorts and nothing else most of my life. I don't care. If you do, that's another thing you need to work on, and you have to do whatever you're comfortable with. But understand this. You don't earn the rewards by refusing to exert the effort. You don't get what other people have just by wanting it. You have to do what they do. And if you got a bunch of people that you go, damn, I want to look like her, and she pulls her scale out and she weighs her chicken, you go, I'm not doing that. You're also not going to look like her. And that's okay. That is totally fine. We support you until you complain. And that's all there is to it. Now, we can help you every way we can, but we can't do it for you. So before we get to this next part of the question, which is the tactful way to say no thank you, I want to kind of catch up to these comments, because Stephanie has one here. I find the saying no thing odd or difficult as well. For example, at my son's birthday party, I ordered pizza for everyone, and I was asked, oh, you're not going to have any. And all I could think of was, I can't. But I hate saying that because it sounds so restrictive and gets looks. The answer for that would be, for me, if you really wanted that pizza, you would have planned for it. Because you can have anything you want. Remember, we can eat anything, just not everything. So what would I tell someone in that scenario would be like, oh, you know what? I bought these pizza for the kids. I want them to enjoy it. Or, hey, I think it's really awesome that you're concerned about me, but I'm okay. I'm an adult, and I'm going to feed myself.
I think, too, and this is going to play into the next part of this question as to how you say no, and that depends on you. Leaning on something like, so I do get reflux. I get acid reflux, and it sucks, and it hurts, and a lot of times I don't eat things that have spaghetti sauce or whatever. So maybe the answer to that is more kind of a roundabout way to be like, you know, it gives me heartburn, or, you know, this pizza doesn't make me feel great, or whatever. Sometimes you can lean on that. Hey, it doesn't make my stomach feel good, or I just don't feel too great. You know, I'm going to wait, whatever. I don't want to say lie to people. You know, but
if you don't care enough about this person, tell them the truth, then go ahead and tell them whatever they want to hear. You know, I gotta imagine, you know, if you ordered a bunch of CC's pizza, it's probably not the same thing as getting it flown in fresh from Italy. So maybe it's like, hey man, that's kid food. I don't want it. You know, yeah. Whatever you have to say to make you feel better about it is what I would worry about. I wouldn't worry about hurting anybody else's feelings or alienating anybody else ever.
You know, quick question too, Stephanie, is could you have made your own pizza if you knew you were going to order pizza for your son's birthday? Could you maybe have made your own so you still got to enjoy pizza and, you know, hey, I'm sensitive to some foods and I make my own?
I would always tell him I'm lactose intolerant, and if I ate this pizza, I'd clear that room out. But again,
Jonathan likes the term explosive diarrhea.
I'll look you dead in the face and go, oh no, explosive diarrhea, man. I just bought these pants. You don't, I'm not going to ruin them. Not for your pizza. So whatever you want to do, and we make light of it, but we know that social scenarios can be awkward at times, but that's why we really want to choose who we spend our time with too. If somebody's not going to support you, don't give a rat's ass what they think about what you put in your body, because they're not responsible for you.
It's your body, not theirs.
You know? Emily says coffee and hate, i.e. fasting. No, Emily, coffee and hate. I thrive off coffee and hate. I consume copious amounts of coffee, and clearly I have plenty of hate to go around. But yeah, you are correct. It is avoiding intake until appropriate time if I deem it necessary to bank my calories. Fasting, to me, has a whole lot of other different implications involved, so I don't use that term. And I do use coffee. So that's kind of whatever. And the reason for that is coffee does have an appetite suppressant. It's not just because I love it. That's why coffee and zero calories tends to work for me. Trisha wants to know the catering companies again.
Yeah, so they should be Aramark and Sodexo. I will look them up for you. I know because I have several entries in my phone that I've used when we go out to eat. So I'll look them up and I'll post them in here when we're done.
Ian, I bring my scale and IDGAF. If you guys don't know what that is, that's what that means. If they give a shit, I say, look at me now, look at you now, which is harder. I got a little post coming up for that too. They don't say shit to me now, but I'm kind of abrasive, take no shit. That's called growing up a redhead. Ginger twin right here. Doesn't look like it now, but wait till I grow this beard out, you'll see it.
Oh.
But that's it, man. You know, I've been looked at my whole life. I growing up as a kid, sitting down at the old Fox Fire in Lakeland with my parents, getting called a girl because I had long hair down to here as a child. I've done things my own way my whole life. And man, I'm very fortunate to have parents that supported me to do that, because yeah, zero F's given. And I am very okay with that.
Oh, fun. Emily said, I'm going to negative weigh at Disney. This will be my first vacation where I actually stick to my plan and take my scale. So,
solid.
Emily, I sent you a pretty long email. So for anybody who doesn't know, if you're going on vacation and there is a restaurant or a menu that you don't know how to navigate, your coach can help you with that, or the group can help you with that. People have had to navigate menus every day, every week. We have a lot of travelers. But, you know, Emily, you sent me an email about Disney and said, here's my schedule. These are the restaurants we're hitting. Do you have any thoughts? And I sent you a big, long email with a lot of thoughts we can chat about before you go, but we are more than happy to try to help you pick through menus or how you would input something or track something, because let me tell you, things sound good in the moment. Everything sounds good when you sit down and you go to a restaurant, especially some of the ones you'll be going to. You'll hit a restaurant where everything's fried and everything's hometown country goodness and butter, and it sounds awesome. Until you get through your vacation and you have to go home and face the choices that you've made. And then that regret starts to creep in most of the time. If it doesn't, good on you, man.
Good,
solid.
Good choices,
we support
right?
that, right? Yeah, if you are happy about your choices, we always support you. However, the majority of the time, they come back to bite you in the ass.
The juice is not worth the squeeze.
So this time, I'm super, super proud of you for planning this one out well ahead of time. You got it.
So Gen Z says, we took our scales to the Brazilian steakhouse for dinner with friends a few weeks back, and we just zeroed it out after every serving from the guys that cut meat under our plates.
Yeah.
Boom. That is exactly how it's done. They were actually kind of fascinated by our doing that, and we had a really good discussion about the whole thing. You know, I think that's awesome. And more often than not, that word you used, you had dinner with friends. Friends are people that support you as you do something positive for yourself. They're not the people that slag you down and try to drag you down to wherever they're at. Your friends are gonna be happy for you, even if you do things that they don't do, that they don't understand. as long as you're doing it with good intentions and they see positive, you know, influence and impacts from it. The people that talk shit on you for trying to better yourself, those aren't friends, fam. Those are the people you don't want to spend time around. Those are just literal, you know, cancers that are going to drag you down and keep you where you're at and not help elevate you. Your friends are going to cheer for you. They're going to be excited when you're doing something new. Even if it's the 47th time you've done something new, they're going to go fam, that's awesome, man. Get after it. Do we support you? So you come out, you know, and it's like if you showed up at that dinner and you had a giant 10-gallon hat on, and you ain't never worn a 10-gallon hat before in your life. It's okay for your friends to go, something looks a little different. What I miss, right? It's kind of like we've had these here.
We're since, just that excited about
since,
the next
since,
Christmas.
Yeah, we're getting ready for December, right? So if I had this on,
tell me somebody wouldn't go,
what's this
on?
Idiot doing, understand. Right? You know, like, I mean, if I had this Santa Claus hat on, you guys would probably go, dude, what the fuck are you doing, man? You got a Santa Claus hat on. I said, don't worry about this whole thing. You look at me kind of weird for a minute, but I bet by now, an hour into this live call, you would have just, you wouldn't care that this hat's on my head. You'd be used to it. You'd be adjusted to it. That's the same thing when you start measuring and managing your food, man. It's going to look, oh, my hair's on camera. It's going to look weird at first until you explain it, you rationalize it, you tell them what's going on. Okay, cool, man. Jen wears a 10-gallon hat. No big deal. And they get used to you wearing a 10-gallon hat. So I think it's awesome that you were with friends that you felt comfortable enough with that you could be confident enough to be around, because that's a great sign that they're friends. If you can't tell your friends no without being judged by them, they're not your friends. I'm sorry, they're not your friends. They're acquaintances, and they're people that probably don't even deserve that place in your life. Because, no, man, I don't want your heroin. No, man, I don't want that rail of coke. No, I'm sorry, I told my wife I'm not going to the strip club. We're not going to the strip club. Do you see how all these things happen? No, I'm not going to rob that bank with you. You can tell people no if it's something that isn't good for you. It may be good for them. I don't know. Maybe heroin's better than what else they were going to do. But that doesn't mean you have to go down that path with them.
And this is something that causes a lot of fear and anxiety in people, because you work yourself up about a situation. Well, what are they going to think? What are they going to say? They're going to look at me like I'm crazy, and they're going to judge me. And most of the time, it doesn't go like that. People look at you because you're doing something different. Do they really care all that much? No. And if they do, they may ask you, hey, man, what are you doing and why are you doing it? And then you start a conversation about it. It doesn't always work out as badly as you think. You tell yourself those stories, but it never usually goes that way. So there's no reason to surround it with so much worry and anxiety over it before you actually go and give it a shot and see.
You know, man, I look at it like this way. What if somebody offered you something you really can't stand? You know, so let's say for whatever reason you don't want blood sausage.
And
it's not like, you know, like, oh man, look, we got blood sausage. Don't you want to try some?
Rocky Mountain oysters, hard no.
Oh yeah, here's some bull balls, man. Want some Rocky Mountain oysters? You know, 99% of people on this planet have no problem saying no to something they don't enjoy. Why do we have problems saying no to something we do enjoy, as in making progress? If saying no is going to help you stay on plan, we'll have a problem with it. Because I promise you, if I shove something in your face you were repulsed by, you, oh God, no, I don't want that. And you wouldn't care if you offended me, if I loved it. I love eating testicles. Have some. No, I'm not going to eat balls, bro. You'd have no problem saying that. So this is shit you guys make up sometimes, man. Oh, I have a hard time saying no. Don't let that, don't conflate that with you really wanting to eat something. Oh, well, so-and-so pressured me. No one pressures you. No one can pressure you. Only you can do that, right? Like I said before, the only shit you can carry on in your life, the only baggage you can carry is the shit you hold on to. As soon as you let it go, it's gone. Same thing here, man. I promise you, if I shoved, you know, monkey brains at you, hey, man, just crack this monkey skull. Eat these brains fresh. That's eat the beating heart of a cobra.
Somebody call that Monkey Brains movie while we're
Talking. Oh yeah, man. Who got the Monkey Brains movie, man? No, everyone missed Krull. So let's think about that for a second, guys. If I offered you something that you were repulsed by, if I offered you something that you knew was going to cause you harm, if I offered you something that you had an anaphylactic allergic reaction to, all of a sudden, no seems like a great answer. Let's really wrap our heads around that one. Greg's got a great plan. Buy individually packaged items instead of a bag of chips in a bowl. Buy the 18-pack of individual chips instead of a cake. Bring cupcakes. If you're bringing cupcakes and you live in Vero Beach, they better come from Hodge Cupcakery because they're amazing. Karen Hodge does great work. And that's how you rig the game for yourself, too. And it's also kind of how you help everybody else. Yo, fam, 4 bags of chips, huh? Right on. It's very easy to take that no one can eat just one to an extreme when there's a giant bowl, right? So, Emily, I think I'm going to love this one. Since being on plan 100%, I've gone to 2 birthdays, and we made cauliflower personal pizza for me, and I ate it and tracked it, and I loved it. And nice. That is banging. That is how it's done. Let's say, for instance, you really were lactose intolerant, and you went to the pizza party. You're either going to bring your own cheese substitute, or you're going to be miserable all night and your partner's going to hate you too. So these are the things we need to think about. Stephanie said, I already have my day planned out. I didn't plan on having any. Just didn't want to go through explaining my food being planned out. You don't owe anyone an explanation. If you don't want to give it to them, then you say whatever you're comfortable saying. And when they ask you again, you just repeat it. And when they ask, repeat it. And if they look at you like you're crazy, look at them like they're crazy for not getting the hint that you already gave them the only answer you're going to give them. And that's where we have to kind of have this conversation. Dude, if you tell me no and I keep pressing, you just gave me some very important information. And that means you're not worthy at a place at my table. You're no longer in the circle. And you probably just saved yourself the potential of being like Greg and myself and having to put somebody on your murder list, because they're not good for you, fam. They're not good for you at all. Man, I don't know who this one is, but they are so correct.
I don't know if
it's Jamie
bubbles,
or
yeah,
Jen.
I don't know if we're getting some glitches today or what. So if this is you, drop us your name.
If this is you, but hey, explosive diarrhea does always shut down the questions.
Always.
You are correct. I'm going to say that's Jamie. I hope that's Jamie saying that.
I don't think so, but I'll be impressed if it is.
Went to a friend's house, used my scale, measuring cups, spoons. The next week, my friend texted me, asked me to share more info on my tools.
How about that?
You have the chance to positively impact the life of another, which is pretty awesome. I think this is definitely Jamie. I hope it is. I was more than happy to help. Being comfortable with yourself allows or gives others permission to do the same in my experience. Fan. Effing tastic. And that is it. And sometimes, you know, I talk about all the time, I got those two driving principles in my life. If you guys haven't heard, it's help good people do good things, and it's be the change you want to see in the world. Sometimes if we want to see other people take control of their health, their life, to help them live their best life, the best thing we can do is lead by example. And who am I to say hide my scale and hide that I track my food and hide these things from somebody if I care about them? If I don't care about them, I don't care about them. And not everybody has earned the right to be cared about, and some people have lost it by their own actions. So that's something to key in on too. Yeah. Ian, I'm sending screenshots of the Santa hat to Chief to let him know I'm conducting serious business, and we'll get back to him soon. You let him know what he's getting into, Ian. He's gonna be in the fam soon enough, I hope.
Very serious. Yes.
Yes. Indiana. That's
it is.
Right.
Monkey Brains.
And I promise, there's not too many intrepid spirits here that are gonna sit down at the table and crack the head open of a monkey to avoid making someone feel uncomfortable. I bet you're all gonna say no. I'm gonna say no. I'll tell you that right now.
You know, if we're talking Indiana Jones situation and they're threatening to kill you if you don't eat it, that's a different situation. However, no.
This is awesome. It was Kim Werner for both.
Yes.
And if I read those aloud, explosive diarrhea, which is awesome. And then this quote of the call, being comfortable with yourself allows or gives others permission to do the same in my experience. No one would ever guess that was the same person. And I love that it was you, Kim. That is fantastic. Kim Warner for the win.
Jamie said neither for me.
Jamie went on record to I don't think it was the second one she was concerned with nearly as much about the diarrhea, but that's all right. Val says, I'm over people saying, oh, I forgot you can't eat this. Now I just say, I can actually. I just prefer my cooking over yours. Bam!
Get it.
That is awesome. I'm so done explaining my choices, you know, for my life.
Good for you.
Man, I'm happy for that. You know, I will take time out of my day to explain anything anyone wants to know up until the point that I realize they're an ask-hole. A-S-K-H-O-L-E.
Our favorite kind.
And they are just wasting my time. And then at that point, I just say, how's that working out for you? And I learned this early on in the gym when people would ask me how I squat the way I squat. And what they meant by that was, my squat's really terrible and your legs are bigger than mine. Tell me how to do it. And I would literally go through, you know, for me to teach someone how to squat and break down their form and go over X, Y, and Z and explain it all, it's probably solid 45 minutes to an hour of my time. And I would take it out in between sets and I would work to help people or whatever. And then the next week you see him quarter repping like a dipshit again. And I just like, you know what, man, after about the fifth, sixth, eighth time, I get tired of it and I stop doing it. And it burnt me out on it, because if you're serious about it, invest in it and show me that it's serious to you. And so, yeah, man, explain what you do to people that you feel are worth your time. Outside of that, you do whatever you want, man. It's fair game. And tell them they cook like shit, that's a good one in my game.
Hey, everyone has to poo.
Everyone does have to poo. You just hope it's not explosive, right? So I think we wrapped up that one pretty good on how to tactful ways to say no thank you. I think no thank you is about as tactful as it gets. It's clear, it's assertive, and it lets them know, no, but thank you. I appreciate this offer, but I am going to decline. I think that's it. That's a full stop, right? What if someone asks you out on a date? No is enough. We all know that no means no. No, thank you. That's a little extra. That's a little like, hey, I appreciate the thought, but no, that's not going to work for me. That's as tactful as it gets. Someone not willing to accept no thank you, they're the ones that need tact. They're the ones that need social cues. They're the ones that need to not wrap their identity up in you eating their food, right? That's somebody who needs to do that work and get that growth. Not you, fam. You got it going on. You were tactful. Anything outside of that, from explosive diarrhea to your cooking sucks to I'm allergic to whatever that is, that's on you. Whatever you want to do. But I think no thank you. Thank you is tactful enough. And guys, it's only awkward the first time. Just get used to saying no. I tell everybody, it's a quote I stole from the guy that started CD Baby, and I can't remember his name. Damn it, I can't remember his name. Google CD Baby.
Yeah.
CD Baby, who started it, and you'll get his name, because I can't remember right now, save my life. But basically, I've kind of added a little tweak on it, but if it's not a hell yes, it's a hard no. Say no more often, guys. Say no more often. Constantly saying yes and trying to pour from that empty cup because you're trying to please everybody else, doesn't work.
Sucks the life out of you, man.
Doesn't work. So I'm going to take the poo emoji off the screen, and I'm going to say we officially hammered that one. We have one more question left, and then we're going to hit the free-for-all. And guys, members of F4D, Fully Involved Training, we are going to go live in that group right after this, because we got an announcement for you guys, and we want you guys to hear it first. So any members of F4D, of Fully Involved Training, probably a couple minutes, but get ready to jump in live in the F4D group and Fully Involved, because we got an announcement we're going to make.
It'll be short.
Short and sweet.
We'll keep it short, but yeah.
We got drumsticks to eat, but it's going to be awesome. So we want everybody here that's in F4D or that's part of Fully Involved Training, whether they're Ann or Adam's personal clients or whatever, or private one-on-ones or however we word that thing, to do that. So next question on the list came to us from Danielle Frisbee, who's excited, and I'm excited about this one. She says, What is the head count on the first in reunion and any mansions found yet? I am super freaking excited. And fam, we are super freaking excited too. And I am not kidding. We are going to have to find a mansion because it is insane already. So as far as a head count goes, it's kind of, it's actually getting to the point where we're probably going to have to maybe look at capping it and shutting it off. And everyone that's like told us like, hey, I'm thinking about coming or I've confirmed coming, we're going to need you guys to register.
Yeah, I know we said that we probably wouldn't actually cut it off, but at this point we're probably going to have to.
Well, it's not that we're going to cut it off. Remember, like what we said, anybody that wants to come and roll a sleeping bag off in the corner, we'll make sure we have room for you. But as far as like being able to find beds for everyone, we're going to run into some trouble because as of now, we have 12 members of the family.
Just members of the family.
12 members of the family confirmed that have swiped the card, that have booked the flights, that have said we're coming, and every single member of the first in team has committed to it.
All eight coaches.
So we now have 20 bodies in a house. And we have more than a handful that have told us they're coming, that have pretty firm committed, that just haven't swiped the card yet. So it is gonna be insane. So members of the fam that haven't joined the fam yet, that maybe watch this, that said, damn, I wish I could go to the reunion, I just signed up next week. You may not be able to make it. I don't know, because it has been insane. This is gonna be hands down the, as the kids say, the littest reunion. But that's the thing, man. So it's getting nuts. And Ian, you are so 100% right here. No offense, but those late to the party get the floor. First come, first serve, unless you pregnant.
We are working on We're working on having beds for everybody. The coaches will be the first ones to sleep on the floor, so don't you worry about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. We're already wrapping our heads around the fact that it's gonna be a sleepaway slumber party for the camp. Eight coaches in a room, stank hot breath on everybody, but hey, we're either from the fire service or the military, so we're used to it. Val says she's super stoked.
Yes.
We are super stoked. Easy for me to say. Ian says, old ass men need bed. Yes, sir, we got you. Don't worry about it. Danielle says, hail to the yeah. There we go. Val says, I'm glad I swiped my card.
You're in.
And Murphy dropped this gem. Ian, I'd rather sleep on the floor for the rest of my life than get pregnant again. So there you go, man. That's it. Guys, this reunion is going to be awesome. And we're going to start figuring it out real quick because, I mean, finding a house for 20 plus of our closest friends is going to be a wild one. But damn it, we're down for it. We're really excited for it. Coach Amy says you better give Steve a bed. Old man's hip might not make it on the floor.
Well, we have a giant king-size air mattress, and Stephanie Hotstetler apparently, has three?
Yep. Stephanie says she's going to bring some air mattresses. PJ has the air mattress that we sleep on when we go to his house.
PJ likes the bed.
So, you know, the couch.
I mean, the couch. He likes the couch because Porkchop loves.
We're going to figure it out. The thing we're looking for now is we're going to get as many bedrooms as we humanly can, as many beds that we can get. If we can find some bunk scenarios, we're going to do it. But on top of that, we're going to look for big, open, like family room spaces, like home theater, stuff like that. We're going to make it happen. It may be a whole lot more like a damn summer camp. Like a slumber party than this relaxing reunion retreat. But yeah, Val, Murphy don't want no more babies. And Coach Tasha, I smell divine. You boys are stinky. Yeah, maybe we can have a girls and boys coach carousal if we have to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bring it up. I adore my children, but I'm too old for this, Murphy says. Stephanie, yup. She's got them air mattresses. Emily says, happy to help y'all scout something. Hey, we'll take it, man. We're looking at the VRBOs and the Airbnbs, and maybe some old retired billionaire is going to go fly somewhere and let us have his castle. I don't know. But if we come down, we'll just camp. You know, man, we're gonna make this thing awesome. You know, I didn't think about that, man. I wonder if we could find some luxury RVs or tiny homes and dump them in the yard so the coaches can sleep in that or something. I don't know. We're going to figure it out, though, because we're excited. We threw this thing out early, and it filled up early. So that gives us time.
Yeah.
That gives us time to get creative, and it gives us time to make it frickin' awesome. Yep, no one wants to know what Val don't want, no more babies. Stephanie says, I also have a bet on my truck, whatever works. It's going to be June. I don't think anybody wants that life, but we can get it figured out.
We'll make it happen. Another one and done.
Val says, you know what? Ian says, got to go. His chief is there. Happy Aloha Friday, everyone. Got to go. I believe that's Kim. Mm-hmm. Have fun. But yeah, guys, so that's the head count on the reunion. That's where we're at. So we're going to be narrowing it down, seeing what we can do. I might be, if you guys have been a little non-committal, I might come rattle your cage a little bit to let us know what's going on. But yeah, we're never going to say there's no room at the inn. Anybody down up until probably like we hit the Instacart order for the food is ready to go. We'll have room for you guys. We'll figure it out. Air mattress, sleeping bag, bed roll, sit on my lap, whatever you want to do. We'll get it figured out. But that's it, man. That's what we got. So if you have a quick question, it's now time for free for all. Drop it in there. If you got something for us, I can see the comments right now. You don't have to hit a queue right now. We'll be set. If you don't, we're going to cruise right over to Fully Involved and talk to you guys there for a few minutes. And then we're going to get to eating some smoked chicken drumsticks and kicking off a date night. It's movie and popcorn time for the two of us. There is no better way to unwind from credit point card point fraud than popcorn. I don't know if that's a thing, but I just made it one if it's not. And that's what we're going to go with. But looks like there is nothing anyone wants to tell us. Ian, I know you had to go, so check the replay in Fully Involved because it will impact you, I guess, is what I could say about it. But it'll make some things make some sense. So, guys, if no one has anything, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We hope you have an absolutely amazing Friday. And you guys are awesome, man. Thanks for letting us vent and rant like we do. Thanks for being awesome with your questions and your thoughts. Thanks, everybody who's coming to the reunion. It's going to be fucking awesome. And we'll see you guys soon, man. Take care. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for being first in. And we will talk to you soon. See you when Fully Involved. Bye.